This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
All right, welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight for our special edition of Who's Talking, ACC Tournament Edition. We've done this a number of years. I think this is the first time we've done it where Virginia has already been eliminated from tournament play, but it's been that kind of year. This is Hobbo back in studio with our substitute producer tonight, Hazel, so we're glad she's here helping out. And Frank Maloney made the trek down to Charlotte, the Queen City, went down yesterday, saw some of the action, was there today in person for the Virginia loss to Georgia Tech. So, Frank, appreciate your calling in and giving us an on-site report.
Good to be here. This is an exciting day so far of the two games I've seen. Obviously, the Cavaliers did not play as well as they did at home against Florida State just a week ago, which sort of mystifying the shooting. Day-Day and Elijah Saunders were a combined 3 of 20, and that almost by itself tells you what happened, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, part of the problem that this team has struggled with all year is rebounding, and they were minus 18 on the boards, 44 to 26. And Georgia Tech also outscored Virginia 40 to 24 in the paint, so they were minus 16 in the paint. And you talked about overall shooting, but from three-point range, Ames and Saunders were a combined 0 for 11. So that Virginia can't win with that kind of shooting.
You know, Elijah Sanders had open looks in the first half, and most of those shots did not look good. They were never a nice, pretty arc, and they were almost never in the cylinder. Which, you know, if I'm the coach, I'm like, what are we doing? You know, one stat that jumps out at me overall, though, is turnovers. Virginia had 19 turnovers, and Georgia Tech had 12. And that that's seven possessions that, you know, Tech had the ball more than Virginia. That alone will get you beat, you know.
Well, certainly that combined with a disadvantage on the boards is going to put you in a very difficult situation. You know, the one guy that did show up was Isaac McNeely, had 27 points. So he was terrific, but not able to do it by himself. He needed help and just didn't get it. Even from the backcourt, you know, Ames, Rohde, and Tane Murray had a combined 12 points. So that's just not going to get it done for a team that really relies on scoring from their backcourt.
Well, it's strange that Virginia played only seven players. You know, Tane Murray got 18 minutes and was, by and large, just totally ineffective. And
yeah, the thing that struck me about him all year is he didn't necessarily look for his shot. You know, he had an open look from three in the first half and knocked it down. But there are so many times where, you know, his instinct is to pass, not even to look for a shot. And you know, he's not a bad shooter, certainly by comparison to Ames and Saunders. Today, maybe Virginia would have preferred Murray to take some shots.
Well, it's funny. He was determined to drive, and every time he was trying to drive to the hoop today, he got stuck. And that is deflating, you know. I'm looking at this thing, and I'm still wondering why Anthony Robinson didn't play. It's a mystery. Sharma did not play, and I didn't understand that either, because they've been in the rotation the second half of the year during the resurgence, right?
And what's weird is, you know, the team didn't play particularly well at Syracuse, but Robinson had a decent game. I think he had like 8 points and six rebounds in only 13 or 14 minutes of action. So I was like you. I was sitting there at home watching the game, expecting him to come in, and I was kind of wondering as to whether or not he might have been hurt in some way. But you seem to indicate that they said he was ready to play or eligible to play.
Well, according to Coach Sanchez, interim coach Ron Sanchez, in his Zoom call on Monday, he said that everybody was healthy. So if he wasn't, did he come down with the 24-hour flu between Monday and today? I don't know what happened, but
yeah, it's weird because the way Virginia was being dominated in the paint and on the boards, you would have thought that they would have given him a shot because, you know, Kofi Saunders and Buchanan were really not up to speed. But you talked a little bit about the post-game press conference. Bring our listeners up to date with what Coach Sanchez said after the game.
Well, you know, he was very open and forthright, and he talked about how he felt like he had done enough this year to be given a chance to be the head coach this coming year. And I thought that all the other beat writers, all their ears pricked up during those comments. And he said he loved coaching at University of Virginia, and he loved the whole experience. And he said he would always love the University of Virginia for what it had done for him, and also for the opportunity to be able to coach this team. And he said he's a much better coach since October, when he was named the interim coach, up till today. And I no doubt felt like he clearly helped develop some of the players quite nicely. I also wonder a little bit about some of his defensive schemes. And I don't know that he has any secret bag of tricks for offense, because today would have been the day to have rolled out some of those trick plays or schemes to try to help the offense shake free of a very lethargic first half, where they only scored 25 points.
Well, I think, you know, coming off the Florida State win last week, as you say, only a week ago, but they went to Syracuse and clearly didn't play particularly well. And I thought today was a little uninspired other than McNeely. So the finishing with two losses in the manner that they did certainly not going to help his cause. I assume when you talk to Jerry Ratcliffe, Mike Barber, David Teal, and others, they're sort of assuming that Virginia will go in another direction?
Yes. I mean, it's generally understood that the university had already made up its mind. And by that, I mean the search committee that was operating in a shadow fashion throughout the season and more recently has been leaking names to the media. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but both Jerry Ratcliffe and Chris Graham, who you're going to have on later, both of them have received input from others stating that Ryan Odom, Shaka Smart, T.J. Otzelberger, Ben McCollum, and Bob Ritchie are the five candidates that the search committee has narrowed the list to. And I have my thoughts on all five, but you're going to hear more about that from Chris Graham later.
Well, just real quick, if you had your choice of those five, who would you like to see selected?
Well, I think you've got to get it down to two. And I think the two you would look at most closely are Ryan Odom and also Ben McCollum. I think maybe if you had to do a third, Bob Ritchie. I don't think the Iowa State coach, that's T.J. Otzelberger. I think that's just somebody that's out there. He's got a contract, and he's doing fine out there, and he's been there 9 years. Why would he leave that?
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good thing going out there, and they've had a lot of success.
He's got a good gig, and there's no pressure out there. Shaka Smart is at Marquette, and that's his environment. He's an urban school type of head coach, and he's doing well there. Again, why would he leave that for the pressure of coming to the ACC? I just don't see it happening. Now, Ryan Odom, who's at VCU now, Dave Odom's son, he grew up as a ball boy inside old U-Haul. You know him. I think he has probably the biggest fan base right now that would like to see him take the Virginia job if offered. But I will tell you, I like Ben McCollum and Drake. The guy, he won four national titles in Division II at Northwest Missouri State. And he's at Drake now. And in the first year, Drake, they won their conference, and he got them on automatic bid. He's 30-3.
Yeah, that's funny. Because his name has been mentioned, I realized that the Missouri Valley Conference championship game was on Sunday. And yep. Ironically, Dan Bonner, who you had on the show a week or so ago, he was doing the game. But I decided to tune in just to see how the team played, what their style of play. Got to see him interviewed after the game, and I was impressed. And he, you know, he's a young guy. I think he's in his early 40s.
He's 43.
So that would be. I think the Virginia fan base would be happy with either of those two. I think Ryan Odom would be a particularly fan base favorite choice, just simply because of the connection. And of course, the irony is, 35 years ago in 1990, Coach Holland wanted Dave Odom to succeed him. And of course, most people know the story. Jim Copeland indicated Dave was certainly eligible to apply, but he wasn't going to make any commitment. And along came Wake Forest, and Wake offered Dave the job, and Coach Holland told Coach Odom he had to take the gig. So it would be ironic, yep. 35 years later, if a Coach Odom finally came to Charlottesville. Now, the one complication is both Ben McCollum and, in all likelihood, Ryan Odom are both going to be in the NCAA tournament. So Virginia's probably not going to be able to make any immediate announcement until their teams are finished playing.
Well, stranger things have happened, right? And we all know that NC State has made it clear to a number of people that they like Brian Odom. I don't know how that's going to play out. I think McCollum is being closely pursued by Indiana right now. I don't know what Virginia has to do, but
Well, you made a comment to me earlier about NIL money, and I'm sure these coaches want to have conversations with the universities about NIL money before they make a decision where they're going to go. I would think NC State would have available resources as well, so it would be interesting to see if Ryan has the opportunity to go to either place, how he would come down on that.
Well, one thing to factor in there is one of the things Kevin Keats complained about going out the door is the lack of NIL support. And he felt like they did not open up the war chest and they were spending around $2 million. And we know that Duke spent somewhere between $11 and $14 million on the current team they've got now. So Duke has opened up the war chest, and you can see they're number two in the nation and number one in the ACC, and they're one of the favorites to make the Final Four.
So yeah, a lot of this really it's how you divide the money up between football and basketball. Duke is a place, you know. Now, obviously, their football program is improved, but they're always going to have a high priority on their basketball program down there. But we're visiting with Who's Talking co-host Frank Maloney, who's at the Spectrum Center between sessions. Guess we got Stanford in California tonight, as well as Syracuse and SMU. Frank, we're going to take a break. Can you hang with us through the break to finish up in the second segment? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go to break right now. You're listening to a special edition of Who's Talking, ACC Tournament Edition. We're visiting with Frank Maloney. We'll return with him in a moment after these messages.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99, or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey-glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, well, oh, here we go. Get the music in here first. A little bumper as we come back. This is a special ACC tournament edition of Who's Talking. Hobbo in studio here in Richmond. Frank made the trip down to Charlotte. He's at the Spectrum Center as we speak between sessions. Assume everybody knows by now that Virginia's season ended this afternoon with a 66-60 loss to Georgia Tech. So the Hoos end the 24-25 campaign at 15-17 with a lot of uncertainty at the moment. And Frank, I was going to ask you before we let you go, I don't know if there were probably some players who spoke to the press after the game as well. What sense do you get from the players? Because there's a lot of uncertainty in their situation as well.
Well, there's less uncertainty. While we've been on the air, it's been released to the media that Sanchez is out.
All right.
So UVA has now announced that Sanchez is no longer the coach at UVA.
Not surprising. I thought that would come either today or tomorrow, but that makes the question even more relevant relative to what do the players do at this stage. Do you think a lot of them will just sit tight and wait until they see who Virginia hires?
Well, I think for a while.
The portal starts March 24th, is that right?
I believe so. I think Virginia has to assure the players that are on the current team that their spot is safe. You follow me?
Right.
Somebody's going to have to promise IMAX some money.
Yeah, I would think he was the one guy. I would think if he has an agent, his agent is probably hearing from people right now, trying to, particularly with Sanchez out, trying to convince him to move elsewhere, which would be a big loss for Virginia next year if he were to leave.
I don't think he's in any kind of hurry. He's got that deal with the Good Feet store,
right?
And so. He's got a good partnership there. Now, the thing I wonder about, the people I'm really wondering about, Jake Okocie and Anthony Robinson, and perhaps Day-Day Ames, because those guys all can help another team right away. And I don't know what Wally Walker and Carl Williams and UVA can do, but they've got to go make some promises.
Well, the other thing that you think about is the coaching staff, and in particular, I think about a guy, somebody like Cal Guy, who came back this year to be on Tony Bennett's staff, and all of a sudden, Tony Bennett is not the coach, and now Ron Sanchez is not the coach, so it'll be interesting to see if a subsequent coach retains any of the people that are currently on the Virginia bench, but yeah, just a whole lot of uncertainty, certainly over the next few days or the next week or two.
Well, certainly, Jason Williford and a few of those coaches are going to have to be asked by the athletic department to hold down the fort for a number of weeks. And so, you know, those folks have been on under contract a long time. I think Williford has been under contract and at least for another year. And so that would help a little bit with the unease that some of the players might feel.
Yeah. Although it would be interesting because a lot of times if a new coach comes in, that coach often, not in this era, brings a lot of the players that he had elsewhere with him. Now, the interesting thing at VCU, I think a lot of their players are out of eligibility, so that may not be an option for Ryan Odom, but certainly a new coach coming in often brings a lot of the coaching staff that he had at the wherever he's coming from. So, yeah, just a lot of transition coming for Virginia basketball, which is kind of crazy because over the last 15 years, the program has been very, very stable. You know, a lot of those coaches were with Tony. Williford, for example, was with Tony the full 15 years Tony was there, and he's been there now 16 years. So transition and change is challenging, but hopefully Carla Williams and others at the university will get it right. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, this is what the athletic department had planned all along, because this shadow committee has been working on this search all year. You know, ever since last October.
Well, certainly, certainly not unexpected, particularly the way the season has unfolded. Sanchez would have really had to make some noise this year to get a contract of his own, but. Frank, we got to leave it there. You have a good evening and have a safe trip home. And we'll see you here back in studio on Monday night at a regular time of 6 o'clock for our regular show of Who's Talking.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good show.
Absolutely. Frank Maloney from Charlotte. We're going to go to break now. When we come back, Frank mentioned it earlier, we got Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. So we'll be talking with him about this news just out about Ron Sanchez no longer being the coach of the Virginia basketball team. Stay tuned. You're listening to a special edition of Who's Talking. We'll be back momentarily.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Franklin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Hobbo in studio. We just heard from co-host Frank Maloney down at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. We're assuming everybody knows now this is a special ACC tournament edition of Who's Talking. We'll be back Monday night at 6 for our regular show. Kind of a disappointing day today. I didn't think the basketball team played particularly well in the loss to Georgia Tech, and Frank just told us, and this is not surprising either, but the announcement has come that Ron Sanchez will not be extended as the coach of the Hoos. And we have a man, Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, joining us now, and he's been on top of developments in this story throughout recent days and weeks. Chris, thanks for joining us for a few minutes tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Pablo. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you probably heard as well, not a surprise that Ron Sanchez will not be the coach of the Virginia basketball team going forward. So that leads to the question, Who will be the coach? Obviously, a lot of speculation of Ryan Odom. And apparently, both Virginia and NC State are interested. If you were Coach Odom, what would be your preference between those two schools?
In terms of resources and ability to compete, I mean, you know, I'm a orange and blue guy, but I mean, Virginia's got to be a better job than NC State. Virginia's, you know, Tony Bennett had raised the level of this program with 6 ACC regular season titles in the last 11 years before this season to the status of being right there at the level with Duke and UNC in the ACC. Now, this year being a step back just for 1 year. But in NC State, you're third within a 30-mile radius of your campus in Raleigh, and that's tough. And you know, you don't have the access to the money resources that you do at UVA. You know, we know that UVA, you know, traditionally has spent money on athletics. It seems to be ramping things up from the NIL perspective and ready to do so even more, you know, going forward. So, you know, I mean, if it's me, you know, and I'm Ryan Odom, I'm looking at the ability to win. And, you know, I would look at UVA, you know, more seriously there.
Do you think he's a good fit for UVA?
I mean, he's got UVA in his blood. You know, his father, Dave Odom, was an assistant coach, as you know very well, in from 1982 to 1989. Terry Holland, when he was stepping away from the job, wanted Dave to be his successor. It didn't quite work out that way, unfortunately, for all of them. It didn't work out that way. Dave ends up going to Wake Forest. You know, had a great run there, and then at South Carolina. But Ryan was a ball boy as he was growing up at U-Haul, from his elementary school years through his early high school years. You know, in lots of ways, I'm sure he's got the you know, the culture down in that respect. He's won at 3, you know, different schools. We all know he was the coach at UMBC when that game happened down in Charlotte, as it turns out, a few years ago.
Oh, I'd forgotten that game was in Charlotte, so yeah, interesting.
Oh, it was a long drive back that night. I had a hotel, obviously, for the weekend and didn't go to sleep in that hotel. Just
you know, the thing that people probably forget, and I don't, but the next year they were playing a 16-1 game against Gardner-Webb and were behind by 14 points in the first half, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, this can't happen again. And fortunately, we rallied, and the rest is history. Now, the interesting thing, it looks like Virginia may be one of those schools that's going to this general manager concept, and I've even heard the name Ralph Sampson interested in maybe doing that job. That I'm sure Ryan, when he's a little boy, got to know Ralph Sampson because Coach Odom, Dave Odom, was there during the Sampson time frame.
I would love it if actually Wally Walker would consider taking the job. Wally came back, took a job within UVA Athletics a couple of years ago. It kind of surprised us a little bit that he came back working full-time. But, you know, Wally, with his experience as an NBA president, CEO, general manager with the Seattle Supersonics for a long period of time before that team moved to Oklahoma City, you know, this job is not going to be what some people may think it is. It's not a fundraising job. To me, if you do the general manager job right, you set up an NBA-type front office. You've got a scouting department that's not, you know, that helps you scout your opponents, you know, for that season, but also you're scouting the transfer portal. You're looking at the potential free agents, if you want to talk, use NBA terms. And you also have a money front office, you know, a financial front office. So you have really two streams there. And boy, if you got a guy like Wally Walker sitting in the UVA athletics department, already doing stuff there, have him set this office up. You know, maybe train somebody to be the next GM after him. He may not want to do it for a long period of time. But man, you know, you've got that expertise right there in-house. And to me, we've got to do this right. We've got to get a guy in there who has NBA front office experience. Wally's the first that comes to mind. We may have other guys out there who can fit that bill.
No, I think you're absolutely right because of his background and the And some people would say the difference between college and the NBA has gotten very small here of late. You know, you know, from a player standpoint, obviously the coach situation is up in the air now. There are some players, Isaac McNeely for one, who did have a great day to gay. I'm sure there are folks reaching out to him. How do you keep the players that you want to keep in Charlottesville?
This is the tough thing, and it's also tough for the players because, you know, I mean, Leonard Hamilton made this point after the game in Charlottesville last week. A lot of guys go in the portal and then don't end up getting opportunities elsewhere. You know, not everybody gets a chance once they hit the portal, so you want to be smart about that if you're the guys. But, I mean, now, you know, they've probably already landed. They're getting, you know, back to their apartments and dorm rooms and such right now, and, you know, the news is starting to sink in that Coach Sanchez is not retained. And, you know, they've probably had plenty of time the last few weeks to kind of think this through, but they got to finish up their semester. Some of them have to be thinking about what's next for them. Is it going to be UVA? Is it going to be somewhere else? If I'm the next coach, whoever that is, I want to build around McNeely. I want to build around Andrew Rohde. Day-Day Ames I'd want to build around. Jacob Kofi, I'd want to keep some guys that are on this roster. You may want to, you know, make some changes elsewhere, but if I'm Ryan Odom or whoever the other, you know, candidate, we know who the other candidates are, but whoever ends up getting this job, you know, there is something to build around. You don't have to start from scratch like Louisville did last year. So I hope from that standpoint we can get to a coach pretty soon and these guys can have some stability going forward.
That's a good question on the timing. You know, Florida State and Miami both have already hired coaches, but they hired assistants from elsewhere. You know, the one thing about Ryan Odom and Ben McCollum, they're probably both going to be in the NCAA tournament, so I would assume they would not be available for any announcement until the season is over with the school they're currently at. How much of a complication is that going forward?
That's a big one because, you know, and we had the list of finalists from the committee and reported on this. Ryan Odom was one. Shaka Smart was still on the list presented by the search committee. T.J. Altelberger out at Iowa State. I mean, these are all guys. Ben McCollum, you mentioned the Drake coach. Bob Ritchie at Furman, the only one who's not going to be in the NCAA tournament, but Furman's likely going to be an NIT team. They were 25-10 this year in the and finished second in the SoCon. So all of these guys are going to have postseason coming up. And, the selection Sunday is this weekend. The transfer portal opens March 24th. That's a Monday. That's after the second round finishes up on the Sunday, the 23rd. So, there's 16 teams left in the NCAA tournament. There's whatever's left in the NIT, considering Bob Ritchie may still be in the mix there. But that, you know, that means a lot of players will not be still playing, but then one of our guys who would want to be the coach could still be out there coaching. So I can't imagine that a coach is going to want to leave his situation. And I don't imagine that Carla Williams wants a coach to leave a job right now to take the UVA job, because that wouldn't set a precedent good for us going forward. So, it's a waiting game, and that probably leaves time for some other things to go on with other coaching possibilities, coaching opportunities, or an opportunity for the school where the coach is already employed to maybe make another offer to try to keep them there. That is the complicating factor right now.
And my assumption is that the University of Virginia could at least communicate with the agent of the coach. So there may not be any direct contact, but at least they might be able to get a feel as to whether somebody's genuinely interested or not, which at least would be helpful such that when you get to the point where you could make a move, it could be done quickly. Because, as you say, that March 24th date is a key date on the calendar, and I'm sure the University of Virginia would like to have a coach in place by that date, which is not that far off. That's a week from Monday, so it's coming quick.
That is right. That's the challenge here. I mean, UVA got ahead of everybody in one sense, because when Tony stepped down on October 18th, we were able to do this thorough search process and hire a search firm and have this committee come together and vet names and everything else. And here we are. It's going to be a crapshoot, it feels like, at the end. I mean, you're rushing to get to the end after a five-month process. But yeah, my understanding is from chatting with some folks around that committee process, informal contacts had been made to some of these guys who were on the finalist list. I'd be surprised if it wasn't all of them, but I know at least of two very specifically where informal contacts were made. You know, there's even, I mean, you know, my texts have been blowing up the last few days. There's been talk from somewhat knowledgeable people about a handshake deal already being in place. I don't want to give any name there because I don't know how accurate that could be, but I'm hearing that out there that something's already sort of in place in that respect. You know, what makes me think that might be the case is the quick announcement with Coach Sanchez, you know, not even really waiting for the team necessarily to get on the plane before making that announcement today. So, you know, we are where we are, but yeah, I would think that there's probably some good feeling on the part of Carla Williams, probably Wally Walker, that they know who is going to be the person. They just kind of have to wait to be able to formally announce that.
Hey, Chris, we got to take a break. Are you okay with hanging through the break and we could finish up in that final segment and maybe wrap it up?
Sure am. Yes, I will.
All right, you're listening to a special edition of Who's Talking, ACC Tournament Style. We have Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press with us on the line. He's going to hang with us. We'll be back to finish up with Chris and the program after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Tonight's special ACC tournament edition of Who's Talking. We're visiting with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Obviously, a lot of basketball news, and I think there'll be more news coming out of Charlottesville in the next few days or week or so. Chris, this is the ACC tournament edition. I said earlier on the show, I think this is the first time we've done this where the broadcast came after Virginia had already been eliminated. We got spoiled in recent years by a lot of double buys into the quarterfinals under the tenure of Coach Bennett. So kind of an early exit for the Hoos. We had hoped maybe to talk to you about previewing a game against Duke tomorrow, but Duke's going to be playing, but it'll be against Georgia Tech. But how do you can anybody down in Charlotte, of those teams remaining, can anybody beat Duke down there?
Clemson beat them at home, and I mean, you know, we've seen them in person. I judge what I see based on what they did in the games against Virginia. Clemson, I love their bigs. Those guys, you know, 1 year guys there. Brad Brownell does a great job with limited resources. You know, he did a great job recruiting a roster this year. Louisville, you know, gosh, you know, everything there with, you know, all those new guys, 10 new guys who are transfers plus one freshman. And they were 18-2. You know, I didn't realize that stat until I heard it on the broadcast today. We had a 19-win team and 2 18-win teams in conference play this year. Whoever emerges, I mean, assuming Clemson and Louisville hold serve tomorrow and get to the semifinals, whoever emerges between those two could give Duke a run. I mean, you know, the shots, you know, Duke can misfire some on Saturday night and, you know, things like that, but yeah, Duke's pretty tough. I mean, they're number one in the country for a reason. They beat Auburn earlier this year. You know, they've got a lot going for them right now. They're playing at their best right now, and this is the time of year to be playing your best.
And everybody assumes right now that the ACC will only get 3. North Carolina, what would they have to do to be a 4th team in the Big Dance?
They've got to win tomorrow. They've got to beat Wake Forest. And they may have to, and I don't even know if it's may have to, they probably have to beat Duke on Friday night, you know, assuming Duke gets there, which I think is a fair assumption.
Yeah, I think they'll take care of it. Georgia Tech played well today against Virginia, but I think Duke just has too much firepower for Georgia Tech.
Yeah. So, you know, Carolina would have a chance for another quad one win. I think they only have the one right now. But a chance for a quad one win, it would show to the selection committee, hey, look, they're playing good basketball right now. So, you know, at least get to the final on Saturday. And, you know, then whatever happens there, I mean, obviously win the thing, just like, you know, NC State last year, and you punch your ticket. But I think the win over Duke is even more important than that. I mean, you know, Carolina desperately needs a big win like that. So, you know, they can't afford a hiccup tomorrow, to say the least. If they lose to Wake Forest, they're done.
Yeah, no question about that, and that could be of the games tomorrow. That's the one that I think might be competitive and of interest, because, you know, Wake Forest has kind of been up and down themselves, but they're a team on a given day that is capable of playing very well. So you're right, Carolina absolutely has to win that game. You would think. You know, tomorrow afternoon session with both Duke and North Carolina playing in the afternoon, the Spectrum Center will have a good turnout. You know, I have a long history with the ACC tournament. Sometimes I hate to think about how long, but it's weird to me to watch ACC tournament games with the building half empty. Maybe even less than that from the standpoint, or fewer people than that in this stadium. But tomorrow it will be an ACC tournament atmosphere with Carolina and Duke both playing, and obviously the Carolina people will be rooting against Duke, and the Duke people will be rooting against Carolina. You know, that's the way it worked. What about the national tournament? I mean, the usual suspects, obviously the Southeastern Conference has had an amazing year. You look at, you know, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Tennessee. There's a bunch of teams from the Southeastern Conference. Michigan State has played pretty well. St. John's may be a player in that. Obviously, Duke looks like a Final Four team. Any surprises that you see going to San Antonio?
I don't know about surprises. I mean, you know, when I look at the power ranking, St. John's would be considered by some a surprise. They're 27-4, but their metrics are a little lower. They're like mid-teens in the metrics rankings. But, you know, the one thing they can't do on a consistent basis is shoot from the outside. But Rick Pitino's done a great job working around a limitation with his roster. They can't shoot threes, so they get in the lane, they shoot twos, and they play a mauling defense. We saw that earlier in the year when they played us back in the Bahamas in November. I mean, that's like running into a buzzsaw when you play that St. John's team when they're and you know, like Tony's best teams, a team that can play defense, you know, your shots aren't going to fall. It's like Virginia today. You know, your shots aren't always going to fall, but defense is effort, and you know, teams who can play defense can do some things. But you know, those SEC teams, like you mentioned, I've watched more SEC basketball this year than I have in years past. Auburn and Florida and Alabama. Michigan State's been playing great of late. They're a nemesis for UVA fans from the past. We all remember those games. So, no, those are some good teams. If I have to call a wild card, it'd be St. John's, but that's really not going out on too far of a limb. They've been playing really good this year.
Yeah, before I let you go, since all of a sudden we're interested in this, VCU, do they have to win the A-10 tournament to get in, or do you think they would get an at-large bid?
I think, I mean, okay, if they, you know, can have a hiccup early in the A-10 tournament, but their metrics are really solid. They're around 30 in all the metrics that I've been looking at that suggest at large bid to me. If they, you know, but again, can't afford a hiccup early in that tournament. You know, no bad losses, but they've got a good resume. So I'd be surprised if they get to the semis and get knocked out, or get to the final and get knocked out. The question in that tournament for A-10 fans will be, can Dayton earn a spot? They're sort of on the periphery of the cut line, so the A-10 could be a two bid league. No more than two.
All of a sudden, a lot of Virginia people will be following VCU with much interest. And Chris, you know, we always follow your articles. Appreciate everything that you do. Appreciate your time today, and we will definitely be talking in the next days and weeks. So thank you for your time tonight, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Jim. Great evening to you, too.
All right, Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. We thank everybody for joining us tonight for this special edition of Who's Talking, ACC Tournament Style. Frank and I will be back, as I said earlier, on Monday at 6 o'clock for the regular Who's Talking edition. There's going to be a lot of basketball news, spring football, Olympic sports. So, as always, a lot to discuss. For now, this is Hobbo in studio. Frank down in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're bidding you good night.
Let's talk
to you soon.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.